I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Welcome to The Memo. It is Thursday, March 17th. I'm Derek Russell, joined by Brad Locke.
Who is wearing green? You're not.
I got a green when pop screen on my microphone.
Doesn't count. You're not wearing it.
I have a... Is this an alligator or a crocodile?
For sure. It's a pod gator. So
that
it's an alligator.
It is an alligator.
How can you tell?
Yeah, it doesn't count either.
Rounded snout is alligator, right?
Yes.
Square is crocodile?
Yes. Yes, that's definitely an alligator.
But do you know if the stalagmite or the stalactites on the top or the bottom?
Stalactites on the top because it's hanging on tight.
Yeah, good.
That's how I remember it.
Well, I just remembered stalactite top T.
Okay. We all have our own methods
on the bottom
there. How you doing?
I'm good. How else do we remember things? I'm trying to think of other things that have to be remembered and the differences thereof.
I tend to remember words phonetically.
I tend to remember words.
You didn't let me finish.
You took a long
pause.
So
I know how to spell them. I'll think of them phonetically. And then...
Example?
I
wish you'd just go back to, I tend to remember words.
I tend to remember words.
Period. Let me end that sentence. That's how I remember.
Words that were said a long time ago.
Yeah. What?
Words that still haunt me.
What are you doing right now? You're freaking me out.
I'm just...
Don't do that.
Letting it go here.
Look at me while you're doing that either.
It's weird. Just going with the flow.
Don't make eye contact with
stream
me.
Of consciousness.
What?
Like consciousness. There's a word. Like it's, you know, it can be a tough word to spell, but when I'm spelling it, I'm thinking of it phonetically. Like conscious-ness. I mean, I'm thinking of it that way. That's how I... Well,
Brad
how to spell
has suffered
things.
A mild stroke on today's episode
that's
of the
how,
memo.
That's how I know how to spell things, and I'm a pretty good speller, I must say.
I think he had a pole go through his head.
I think he's Phineas.
Morning.
Morning. How was your night last night,
nobody
Brad?
Nobody knows what the heck we're talking about. My night last night, yeah. Oh yeah, because nobody likes me.
That was
tried to have some people over.
That was the greatest text message conversation ever.
Tried to have some coworkers over just to, you know, hang out, drink some beer, watch Tombstone maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nobody came.
Lauren
Wood's excuse was actually, now that I know it's true, was like the best excuse.
I don't think it was true. I think she went way out of her way to make that happen.
She was having a birthday party for her dog. But she sent...
But then she literally had to go make a cash. She's like, oh, God, now I got to actually have a birthday party for the dog to get out of this.
Birthday hat on my dog. She sent me pictures of the party, so I guess it was legit.
Kiefer lied and said he had kids.
Kids. Kiefer's had no kids.
He lives alone.
Emma Kent and her husband were watching some baking show.
That's probably the worst
one. That was the lamest
excuse. Look, we're really into this British baking show.
I saw Emma this morning. I'm like, you know this thing called DVR. Right.
But it's the finale. We got to see what happens.
Rob Lajardo was like having dinner with his wife or something.
And my response?
Your response? You just didn't want to come.
I just didn't want to come.
Yeah.
At least everybody else was making up crap excuses. At least I was honest.
At least you were honest. I mean,
I'd already taken my shoes off.
At least you were honest in your hatred of me.
There's no hatred. I just didn't want to come.
Because
it's a lot. It's dark now, and then you got to drive.
I did send out the invitation at almost 7 o'clock.
It was a little late. It was a little on the late side. So
but, you know, now that the spring forward is throwing me off, I didn't realize how late it was because the sun was still up.
I know you're scared because you're alone, and
the
it's going to be
gone.
Okay.
Yeah, the wife and kids are gone.
She'll come to her senses and come back. Brad, it's okay.
They'll be back tomorrow. Home? Thank goodness.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. Only one more night. You have to be alone.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that 8 o'clock text message tonight. Will somebody please just come over?
I hear noises.
I still had a good
James?
Night.
James?
I didn't need y'all.
If you start texting James because you're lonely, we got trouble.
James. Boy. Well, yeah. He'd be fun to hang out with, huh?
I don't think so.
Maybe not. I was fine. I had some beer, and then I watched a little TV, and then I went to the gym, and I came home and had some bourbon and watched some more TV. And went over my lines for the play a little bit.
Well, that's good. I appreciate you going over your lines.
It was productive.
Can you do them all right now? Can you go? Can you do them?
Not right now.
Give me a line.
And a Cockney
line?
Accent.
Page 83.
Do we even have 83 pages?
I don't think so. page 24.
I don't come until page 29.
I think we have 70-something pages.
Okay. I don't know what page this stuff
page
is
Page 32.
I don't know.
Bottom left-hand of 32.
I got my script in the car. Not that I need it, but I just don't know what page.
Mary, where's my mother?
I don't. I'm trying to remember.
I'm giving you a cue.
What scene are we on?
That is Act 2, Scene 1. Mary, where's my mother?
I'm not in Act 2, Scene 1.
It's Act 2, Scene 2. Mary, where's my mother?
Go back to your room, kid.
Oh, nice. You got one. I'm impressed.
Drop the mic. That took you a while.
Bam.
Well, it took him 4 tries. Let's not.
I've got some pretty good lines in there. Not all can be said on this podcast because of our rating.
There are a few wordy
choice
dirds.
Choice words. Yeah, wordy dirds.
We need a new segment on the podcast called Wordy Dirds.
Wordy Dirds.
Work on that, Chris.
I will.
In your free time.
We need a freestyle rap segment.
Well, I am white, so I cannot help you there.
Yeah.
I'm very white.
You are very white.
I'm very white.
I mean, so am I.
There's Barry White, and then I'm very white.
And you're kind of the opposite of Barry White.
Yeah.
Pretty
exactly.
much.
Very white.
Yeah. Okay, we got a show today to do.
Morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got Jason Hayden on the show.
We do have Jason Hayden
joining
us.
Mustache Bash.
We've locked him up over in a cubicle.
Yeah.
He's blindfolded. He doesn't know where he is. We're going to spin him around a few times and bring him into the studio.
Yeah. It's the final Mustache Bash on Saturday. You got a story in today's journal, and we'll talk about that, and we'll talk with Jason.
I was going to say, for people who love puns, you should read Derek's story.
Yes, please do.
Yes, I thought it was good.
It's puntastic.
I stand by it.
Yeah, it's good. We'll have Bobby Harrison on here as well.
I didn't oversell it.
Yeah, it was good.
I wasn't overzealous.
You want to spit some puns for us?
I'm very white.
spit some bars. Did I mention that on the podcast the other day?
No,
I didn't. I did share it with some people. There's this story. I don't remember where this happened, but apparently some guys were just driving along, jumping out, and randomly challenging people
rap
battles.
Because I replied, I was like, they found me. I don't know how, but they found me. Yeah, I saw another news article about it last night. It was like in Minnesota or something where it's happening.
People just jumping out of cars. Hey, let's have a rap battle.
Who's challenging people to rap battles, street rap battles in Minnesota? Oh, yeah. Drop the mic.
Don't you know. Give me a beat.
Oh. Over there in Fargo, that's where you really got to worry about the rap battlers.
You kind of slipped into Irish accent there.
It's St. Patty's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do accents, so don't ask.
It's fine.
Yeah. Although my character, I'm trying to actually, in the play, have more of a southern accent than I have, because I've kind of neutered my accent over the years because of all the work I've done with radio. You have to, have that radio voice.
Podcast voice.
Wayne. So I'm trying to be a little more Texan sounding or whatever. Yeah. I think my guy's from Louisiana.
It's getting lost in the mustache.
Van Mellinger. That's my name.
You just spit all over me.
Shouldn't it be Belanger if he's from Louisiana? That's
Van Belanger. Please change it to that. That's wonderful.
The app
that's
I have.
So that, less threatening. You come in, my name's Van Belanger. Shoot him. Somebody shoot him now.
The script, the app I have that read that the script is on, the automated voice reads it as Belanger.
I'm Von Bellinger. Somebody shoot
him. He's
a
dandy.
Somebody shoot him in the leg, please.
Anyway.
I forgot to tell you, talking about my puns, Jason Hayden texted me this morning and gave me the highest of compliments before we got in here to start recording. He said, great article. You can tell you are highly educated and have the good words.
Have the good words.
You may even have more of the good words than Donald Trump.
Well, you can only hope.
That's a compliment.
I take that to heart. Put it on my tombstone. So when you introduce me from here on out, as W. Derrick Russell, just say, he has the good words.
W. Derrick Russell, he of the good words.
Speaking of Van Bellinger, I can't wait to see you not all gelled up.
Well, I'll have a hat on, so I may still be gelled up.
No.
I don't think I ever lose the hat, I don't think so.
How about when you die?
Who says I die?
You die good, boy. Was that Django? I like the way you die, boy.
We don't want to spoil it for people. But I am the bad guy, and
you're the bad guy in a Western.
Yeah.
You die.
Yeah. A lot of people die.
We got to work on your death scene.
Like I said the other night, I think I should just go with the Paul Rubens from Buffy the Vampire Slayer death scene. He just keeps not dying.
It was turning into Robin Hood Men in Tights the other night. There was a 10-minute death scene that included climbing up a wall and falling off of it.
Let's do the show now, I guess.
Okay.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Need to remind y'all of the two sports podcasts that we have here at the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Double coverage. That's Ole Miss and Mississippi State Sports Talk with Paris Alford and Logan Lowry. New episode will drop today. It's every Thursday. You can listen to those guys talking about the Rebels and Bulldogs. You can listen on iTunes, your podcast app, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com. And on Wednesday, yesterday, we had a new episode of Prep Rally, the high school sports podcast with myself and Gene Phelps. We recapped the high school basketball state championships. We talked a little baseball, too, and had Athletes of the Week. So check that out if you haven't yet on iTunes, your podcast app, or at preprally.djournal.com. And now we bring in Bobby Harrison, Capital Bureau reporter for the Journal. Welcome back, Bobby. How you doing?
Hey, Brad. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, sir. Let's talk about tax hikes or the possibility of a tax hike. We had the gas tax has been kind of a big issue this legislative session, and there was a proposal recently by Willie Simmons, Senate Transportation Chairman, to increase the gas tax to help pay for some infrastructure needs. That didn't really pan out, so you know, at least not the way he wanted. But that option's still alive via what's called a dummy bill, which the jokes write themselves there. tell us a little bit about that, Bobby. What is this dummy bill, and how does it kind of keep this issue alive?
Well, what Simmons and I mean, and to say this was just Simmons would be a mistake. It was the Senate leadership, right. Tank Rees, Senate Pro Tem Terry Burton, Finance Chair Joey Fillengain. They were all behind this so-called dummy bill, and what the bill is does is puts all the code sections dealing with taxes. It throws a bunch of code sections into one bill dealing with taxes, bonds, even the business franchise tax that's already been addressed by the Senate. It puts all that in one bill, but it doesn't make any changes to the gasoline tax. It doesn't make any changes that would allow more money to go to infrastructure, which, you know, a lot of people say the state needs to spend more on infrastructure, but this bill doesn't do that. It just keeps the code sections alive, and it passed the Senate yesterday by a pretty wide margin, but after a long debate, and presumably if the House passes it now, it would go to conference where three House members and three Senate members will hammer out what they want to do in terms of infrastructure improvements, what taxes they want to raise, and by how much. And then that agreement would go back to the House and the Senate, and the House and Senate can't amend that proposal. All they can do is vote it up or down and send it back to conference for more negotiations. This process is kind of outside the norm. Normally a major bill like this would go through the committee process, would be debated in the committee, hearings would be held, and legislators offer their input, and then it gets to the House and Senate floor, and the same thing will happen. There'll be amendments offered, and there'll be a debate on the proposal itself, but that's not happening with this legislation. Instead, it's going to, if it passes the House, it'll go to conference, and then those six key negotiators will work out a deal that will go back to the full House and Senate for approval.
There are some Republicans and Democrats alike that aren't crazy about this possible tax hike, but I guess they kind of got different reasonings for their opposition, don't they?
Well, take Senator Hop Bryan, for instance, for there in Amory, whose district includes a good portion of Tupelo and Lee County. He is generally in support of more money going toward roads and bridges, but by the same token, what he's not in favor of is this process that I described to pass this legislation. Plus, he is also concerned with the fact that they're doing this probably any proposal will include a gasoline tax, because that's the most logical place to get more money for roads and bridges. But by the same token, what Senator Bryan and others say, the Senate just got through passing a huge tax cut for businesses. So they say what they're doing is shifting more. If the tax cut does pass, they'll be shifted more to tax burden towards just sort of average Mississippians and away from business groups. And what Brian and others claim is that their studies that show that like more than 100 of the top 150 companies, biggest companies in this state, already pay no corporate income tax. So the franchise tax is one of the few taxes that these companies pay. So if they take the franchise tax away from these companies and then put a additional gas tax on just every everyday folks who's paying for gas to go to work and to soccer practice and whatnot, that that would just be an extra burden on the middle class and lower class, while business interests would be getting a tax break. So those are the two biggest. And then, you know, there's also people who just be against any tax increase. And, sure. and so those are the people who are opposed to the to this legislation, to this possible legislation.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on this, see where it goes. And, again, y'all can read Bobby's story in today's journal and at djournal.com. Bobby, thank you.
All right. Thank y'all.
Hey, if you want more from Bobby Harrison, be sure to watch the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Bobby will provide commentary and analysis on the issues being debated by Mississippi lawmakers. You can watch live each Monday afternoon around 2 o'clock or catch the replay later in the day. New episodes will be released as long as the legislature is in session.
Also want to remind you about Thrive Marketing, a full-service digital marketing company located right here in Tupelo, providing websites, search engine optimization, social media management, email, and text messaging service for your business. They're online at thrive.ms, and it is time now for today's news memo. For more on these stories, read the Daily Journal or visit djournal.com. The Tupelo Convention and Visitors Bureau, Neil McCoy, plans to add an interpretive exhibit that will tell the story of Tupelo through a cultural and heritage lens. The CVB received a $20,000 grant from the Mississippi Hills Heritage Area to add the exhibit to its visitor center. The exhibit will tell the story of the Chickasaw Nation, Civil War battles, and civil rights struggle, the influence of Elvis, the economic success of the All-American City, and the Tupelo story.
Verona police officer Jermandy Jackson organized a special fun day on Wednesday for the children at Barley Courts Apartments. During the middle of their spring break, the children were treated to grilled hot dogs and a 20-foot-tall inflatable slide. Jackson organized the fun day on his own to build a better relationship between the police department and the neighborhood. He said he perceived that the children there were afraid of the police officers.
Training was held in Lee County on Tuesday night to help local weather enthusiasts become effective storm spotters. Gary Woodall with the National Weather Service office in Memphis came to Lee County to conduct the training. He said volunteer weather spotters play an important role in helping the NWS monitor emergency weather conditions. They can help see visual cloud features and cloud structures that electronic tools may not spot. There are about 75 spotters in Lee County. They must attend a training course every 2 years. Upcoming sessions will be held April 4th in Corinth and April 5th in Amory.
Candace Ezell of Tupelo was formally charged with murder on Wednesday in the shooting death of Marquita Williams of Shannon. During her initial court appearance, her attorneys characterized her as a U.S. Army veteran and a college student who was caught in a bad relationship, and Williams had a history of violence against Ezell. Justice Court Judge Sadie Holland set Ezell's bond at $200,000. When police arrived at the duplex at 3558A Crestview Road on Monday, they found Williams outside on the ground with a single gunshot wound to the chest. Ezell was the person who called 911.
Well, it's Thursday. Scene Section came out today. If you saw the front page, you know that this weekend is the final Mustache Bash. Joining us is Jason Hayden. Look at that right there.
Single
there
tier.
Yes.
Last Dash Bash.
The last of the Mohicans.
Bash. Why is the it last the... of the Ultimate Tupelo Party?
Why?
Well,
poor K, sir.
To be honest, all of us on the committee have full-time jobs, and a lot of us are on other committees, like Down on Main and Quality of Life, Coliseum Committee, all kinds of stuff. And it takes a lot to put on that event. And as much as we enjoy doing it, we're going to step away. There may be some other stuff in the future, but for now, we're going to step away from it.
If anybody were to come along and say they wanted to continue it, is that something that you guys are open to, or you kind of want to?
We are open to it. We actually offered it to someone else, and they can't do it at this time. But it's something we are open to, but we also would like our baby to be put in someone's hands that we trust.
Mm-hmm. So, I understand that completely. Yeah. Which would not be that gentleman over there to your left with that thing on his face. He's already won an award, hasn't he?
That's a pretty awesome mustache you got going on there.
I've told you, I'll be disappointed if I don't win the Creeper Award.
He's already won the Creeper for the Daily Journal.
I don't know. If you've looked at past recipients of the Creeper Award, I think...
Maybe not so much the thick one, the thick look.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll just win the overall award. Why not? Just go for the brass ring there.
You're going to have to get some wax and do some styling.
I've got to get it trimmed up. It's a little out of control.
But I do like how it's connecting into your sideburns. It's pretty impressive.
Well, almost. Not quite.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
You got a couple of days.
Yeah, I do.
To make it happen.
Yeah. I do. But yeah, I'm going to get it nicely trimmed up and neatened somewhat. Yeah. But it's still going to be nice and lush.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the last one. You got to go out the bang.
Last one with a bang. Any, I know there's some things you told me. There may not be things you want to. Well, we put one in the story today about the gigantic twister board.
Exactly. Oh, there's going to be a 20-foot long twister board.
Nice.
So we're going to have several people that will be able to play this at the same time. There will be a twister competition, and last one standing will get a very nice trophy.
Ooh, a trophy.
Twister champion trophy. Twister champion.
I will not win this competition, but I will happily participate.
He's colorblind. He'd have no clue what he was doing.
Yeah. What? No, I'm not.
Just kidding.
I tried to convince, I'm trying to convince Riley and Eden to come.
That's Riley Manning's fiance.
Yes.
And she's a fitness trainer, I guess. And,
yeah, she's a fitness trainer.
Yeah, she would probably win. No fair. Can't let her in.
Do we have an award for the most eating? Because I'll be happy to take home that trophy.
That is not an award yet, but we are going to have quite a bit of food there.
There we go. Food
and drink. Yes.
That's all it takes to get me to show up.
And drink. That's all it takes to get
food
me to show
drink,
up.
Food and drink, yes. Mitchell's Distributing is donating all the beer and stuff to us.
Nice.
We also have food, and I hope I don't forget anyone, but I'm probably going to because I don't have the list with me, but from KOK, Blue Canoe, Papa V's, also South, Park Heights is donating food. There's a few other two.
Brad's drooling
right now.
I am on the mic.
But there will be lots of food there.
This being the last one, are ticket sales up from past years? Is it going to be just like crazy?
It's about at the same right now. We really are doing a big push this week, get people in buying tickets, which you can do at Cafe 212, by the way, downtown Tupelo, right on Main Street,
beside
the main attraction.
$20 if you buy in advance, is it any more at the door?
It's the same price. Okay. If you get a shirt and your ticket together, you do get a discount.
Yes, $35.
So it's $35 to get a Mustache Bash shirt and your ticket to the event.
Yeah. Okay. And it's for a worthy cause, of course.
Can't absolutely. Forget to mention the Autism Center. All the proceeds go to the Autism Center of Tupelo is our main group that we donate to, and then also Tupelo Community Theater.
Cool.
Who helps us out a lot every single year.
Yeah.
And this year's theme, of course, the 70s.
Yes. I actually just went to the community theater today and picked up a disco ball.
Sweet.
Disco ball. So
very nice.
That will be there.
Awesome.
Barber's Chair and Baldwin coming back again?
I don't know. Amanda was setting that up. I'm not sure if they're going to be there
doing the
this
public
year or
shavings.
Not. But that was
the public
really
shaming.
Yeah. Public shaming.
They took care of me last year. They
yeah.
They shaved me.
They won't be able to shave mine off
with the straight razor.
They wouldn't touch you.
I've got to keep it a couple of weeks for that play I'm in. Most of my wife's chagrin. Most of Derek's chagrin.
I would say if you did completely shave off, then you might win the Creeper Award.
Yeah, I don't do the bare face thing. I've tried that. It doesn't work. I got to have facial hair.
It does look terrifying. He looks 12.
I look like I'm 12.
Cover up as much of that face as he can. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Got to hide behind it.
Yeah.
Got a lot of insecurities.
Look like going from Kurt Russell to Justin Bieber all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Well, all right then. Saturday night.
Saturday night, 7:30.
J.J. Rogers Building
in Mill Village.
Yep. Yeah, Mill Village. Mm-hmm. $20 at
$20.
Cafe 212.
That's correct.
T-shirts still available.
Yes, they are.
Only in purple? Have you got
only
more?
In purple,
only
yes.
Only in purple.
It's a good-looking shirt.
Purple. Are you not into purple?
Purple's not my color. I can't pull off purple.
Purple. Well, we went with purple. That was the first, our first year, that was the color we went with. Mm-hmm. And those shirts were hugely popular, so we kind of did full circle and went back with the purple again this year.
Back all the way around. All right. Read more about it in today's Daily Journal scene section. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, what else we got going on besides Mustache Bash, Derek, this weekend? As if there's anything else.
As far as you're concerned with that thing on your face, nothing.
Nothing. But there's other stuff going on.
We're still over a month away from you shaving that thing off.
Yeah, we are.
Well, the barbecue duel is going on in Fair Park.
Yep.
That's always a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be happening, kicks off today with a concert. Competition starts tomorrow and goes through Sunday. This is the first time they've actually been running two competitions. So there's one on Saturday and one on Sunday.
I like the little, what's the deal with the picture in the paper of the pig
with
the guitar?
What do they call those pigs? Okay, there's a name for them. And I was asking our editor.
Bacon? I don't know. My son's got a t-shirt that has a cartoon of two pigs. One of them's eating bacon and it says awkward. It's weird, but there you go. Lots of food.
Lots of food going on there. You can buy plate lunches and plenty of other vendors, activities for the kids, and live music going on through the weekend. So
Actors Bash Workshop.
Actors Bash.
I've been to a couple of those. I won't make it this time because I got enough going on. But hey, it's a good thing. That, Glenn Payne and those people.
That is going on at the Link Center Saturday morning.
Yeah.
It's a good thing for writers, directors, and actors.
Now that you're a real actor, now you can be honest.
I'm a real actor. I don't need to go to these workshops.
Yeah.
Got this thing down pat.
I die good on stage. I don't need help.
All right. Well.
You got to work on your stage combat skills a little.
I'm going to. It's fine. You're going to see you at the bash Saturday?
No, I will not be there, sadly. Talking down to me in such a way. How dare you?
You didn't come over last night, so.
Nobody did.
Yeah, but you just did it because you don't like me.
I didn't want to come over and hang out with you. My shoes were off. I don't know how many times I have to explain this. No, I didn't want to go to great lengths to bake a cake and fake a dog's birthday party. I just already had my shoes and my socks
off. At least Lauren put some effort into not wanting to come over.
That's effort into a lie. I didn't lie. She sold the lie. I was honest. I don't want to go. I felt like that was a very poignant
next
way.
Next time, I just want to invite you.
There's so many lies going on in that text message, and I just wanted to be the one friend that was open and honest with you. I don't know why. I'm the one getting trashed for it. Everybody else lied to spare your feelings.
Exactly.
I wanted to just be blunt with you. I just don't want to come.
I'm very insecure. You need to just lie to me next time.
Apparently, 10 people in a text message. Somebody come over. Please.
I'm alone. It's quiet.
I'm drunk and watching Tombstone. Come watch with me. I have other plans. My dog's having a birthday. I got to wash my hair. I got to wash my dog's hair. I just don't want to come.
I got this thing with this person.
I just don't want to. Chris made up these fake kids that he doesn't have.
Not even married.
Well, Brad, I hate to tell you, but you don't have to be married to have kids.
What?
Find out more about that on Monday's show of The Memo.
All righty.
Chris has turned over in his grave, and he's not even dead yet.
Nah. Okay. Well, hey, let's tell people about how to contact us.
Maybe they don't want to.
Probably not after
you can
this.
Text Brad at 662.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. At the Journal Memo.
If you want to go to Brad's
house.
Please come hang out with me.
You and a friend, we'll fly you right there.
An open invitation to all Memo listeners. Come to my house.
He's always watching Tombstone and drinking. It's always the same party.
It's spring break.
But he's shaving it for later.
Nah, shaving
I
it
I like
for later.
My puns.
Those are good puns.
I use words good.
You have the good words.
According to what Jason said.
You have the good words. Yeah. At the Journal Memo. That's the show's Twitter. Daily Journal. You can also, of course, find our stories at djournal.com and on Twitter at djournalnow. I'm on Twitter at Brad Locke.
My stomach's making noise.
I heard that.
I'm on Twitter at W. Derek Russell.
I'm on Twitter at Chris Kiefer.
Oh, now everybody's confused.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Okay. We'll be back Monday.
Oh, I guess they're actually confused. Hi, confused.
Okay. Confused. Goodbye, confused, because we're going to go now. This is going off the rails in a hurry. Went off the rails in the opening, didn't it? Okay, everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
See you later.